Rising out of the sand of the Indiana dunes is the gray steel skeleton of what will be three new buildings and potentially the new home for a school, Charter School of the Dunes.
This is the first time I've actually seen all the framework and the inside up in here.
Danielle Slight helped found this school a decade ago, a school whose days in its current home are numbered. Charter School of the Dunes currently leases a cramped building on the shores of Lake Michigan that the city plans to level soon. So school officials broke ground last summer on a new $13 million building 2 miles inland. But Charter School of the Dunes may never move in. Ball State University officials decided late last month not to renew the school's charter. Dunes is now one of 7 Ball State authorized schools facing closure. Danielle Slight says it's heartbreaking.
Oh my goodness, I've been doing this for over 10 years, and to get to this point, and then all of a sudden somebody just say, yeah, no, sorry, you're done. I mean, it's just, I can't even tell you how devastating this is. I mean, this has been a long time coming.
But administrators at Charter School of the Dunes acknowledged the new building project came with risk in their application to renew the school's charter.
In that they do share that they understood that they may not be renewed.
Bob Mara leads Ball State University's Office of Charter Schools. Like the other 8 schools facing possible closure, Charter School of the Dunes' test scores trailed both state averages and the local school district in recent years. 41% of the school's students passed the I-STEP last year, up from just 28% 2 years ago. Ball State reps had meetings with school leaders to make it clear these sorts of numbers would not cut it.
We delivered the message that there were serious concerns about their data and that they weren't meeting their performance goals as outlined in their charter.
Mara says he knows it's hard for families enrolled in these schools, but he points out school officials set their own academic goals when they apply for a charter, so their closure shouldn't come as a surprise. But leaders from at least 4 of the 7 schools now appealing to stay open say Ball State's decision did catch them off guard. Charter School of the Dunes' principal says 85% of the students who enrolled in the school this year came in at least 2 grade levels behind. She says it takes time to catch them up. But charter school advocates have little sympathy for that explanation.
They came to Ball State saying that they knew how to run a good school exactly for these kinds of kids.
Greg Richmond heads the National Association of Charter School Authorizers.
I get very frustrated when the people who then start those schools start giving the exact same excuses about failure that we've heard for decades now.
About 200 parents pack into a large common room in the back of Charter School of the Dunes on a recent Thursday night. They're here to watch student presentations, but the charter situation is clearly on everyone's minds. The kids presenting on stage even break into a chant.
I don't know. I'm really sad about this whole charter thing. I'm sad, but I still have hope.
Ninth grader Jessica Hughes was getting D's and F's at the public school she attended last year. But this year, at Dunes, she says her report card's looking a lot better.
This is my first year here, and I have all A's and B's, maybe one C. But each quarter, that C is going up, so a B to an A. It's getting better for me, like, educational-wise. And I love everybody here, everybody loves me, and it's like a sense of family.
Ball State officials say they'll make final recommendations on the school's future in early March. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.